Well, we're at a switchgrass bioenergy feedstock field day near Beaver Crossing today. We're going to talk with John Hay, who is an extension educator working in energy at the University of Nebraska, Lincoln. Well, let's start kind of with the basics here and the work that you've been doing as far as energy and bioenergy in Nebraska and talk about some of the work that you're doing in general.
Well, I've been doing this work for about 7 or 8 years now, and we've started a lot with corn ethanol and some with trying to educate the public about what is ethanol, what is it as a fuel, what does it mean to our state as far as corn production and things like that. We've also started to do some work, and that's what's leading to this, some work with the next generation of fuel crops, and so switchgrass could potentially become one of those. And so that's what we're talking about today is some of the cellulosic types. We've also paid attention to corn residue and other things, and that may become one as well into the future.
Yeah, it's an exciting time. There's a lot of things happening out there. We've got, as we were talking, cellulosic ethanol plants coming on board here and doing some interesting things. As far as the switchgrass that we're looking at here today, I know there was quite a lot of talk about switchgrass a few years ago, and then when grain prices shot up, I think that conversation kind of died, but now maybe some interest again?
Well, you know, the economics drive the marketplace, and that's going to be true. And so an acre that we could grow corn on, we're not going to switch that over and grow switchgrass. But I think some of the thought process today and what makes today more interesting than yesterday is that we used to say that cellulosic ethanol was 5 years away, and we said that for 25 years. But cellulosic ethanol is a few weeks away in many ways, because there's three plants coming online, hopefully in 2014, one coming online in September 2014 at Emmitsburg, Iowa, the POET facility. And although that is only one facility, that one facility is the largest, is a commercial scale facility, and it's going to be real interesting to see how it does. It's going to run on basically cobs and husks or corn residue into the future. There could be other feedstocks for those facilities, but that facility coming online is really that next step, and to look to the future in Nebraska. We've got some large areas in Nebraska that could potentially have such a facility that could raise some corn stalks and put those into the facility. And then we have parts of Nebraska that are very well, could do very well with some of these other crops like switchgrass and things like that.
So it's probably going to be a situation as these plants develop. I mean, they'll be able to use a variety of feedstocks, and it'll depend on what works in a certain area.
I think that what they can get and can they get the volume is going to be what works. They can make those facilities work for any number of different crops, but they need the tonnage. And if they can get the tonnage in an area, that's where the particular feedstock that they're going to use. And that those feedstock numbers are pretty huge. You know, a facility might need somewhere in the range of 300,000 to 600,000 tons a year. And if you start to think about that, if we're harvesting cobs and husks at 1.5 tons an acre, 1 ton an acre, we need 300,000 acres of corn stalks. That's intimidating, and that's a challenge. And so that challenge is really one of the major things that's holding this back right now. Can they get the tonnage at the time that they need it?
So the switchgrass here, you think it probably has some applications in some areas of the state?
Well, I think it has applications in conjunction with raising corn. I don't think that it's going to replace that acre of corn. I think that we're going to look at it in areas where we have some highly erodible land, where it can really fit into that cropping system, where we are planting it to prevent erosion, we're planting it to be a border of some kind. And here we are near Beaver Crossing at a pivot corner. And so a pivot corner is a place that in some years looks pretty rough when it doesn't rain. 2014 is looking pretty good, but if it hadn't rained, this would be a little bit of a dry spot. And so those pivot corners are one potential place that you could grow an alternative crop and raise that. And that's why we're here today.
But again, these plants that are being developed and the conversion possibilities with these various feedstocks, it is possible.
not only is it possible, the technology's here. The question is, can it be done cheap enough? And that really depends on a lot of things. Can they get the feedstock at the price they want? Is the price of oil where they can raise it and make it for cheap enough? The reality is that the price of oil is as much as we think that oil is very high priced, it really isn't, because try to make something else out of try to make an alternative oil. We can't do it. And so oil is still pretty cheap in that sense. And so what is that alternative? So the technology's there. The can we do it cheap enough? Maybe not quite yet, but we're going to find out here in the next year or so as these plants come online and start to make it.
Okay, those of us in the media always like to ask for predictions. So where do you see us 10 years from now as far as these alternatives and just the ethanol industry in general?
Well, I see the ethanol industry as becoming a very stable and into a plateau. And part of that is that the oil industry has a desire for about, let's say, 14 billion gallons of ethanol. And so I see that as a very stable market. That's outside of any subsidies, because the oil industry likes that as an octane booster. They can send lower quality fuel up the pipelines, mix it with ethanol, and sell it to us as an E10 blend. I see that as very stable. Into the future, I see that we are going to start to raise a few of those gallons with other fuels. I don't see that moving very fast. The reality is that we've been able to, through hydraulic fracturing and horizontal drilling, the oil industry in the United States has really gone on an upswing, and that has kept the prices relatively low. And that's good, maybe for us as consumers, maybe not as good for that bioenergy market to climb very fast. So I think it's going to be a very slow incline into some alternative fuels.
But you did mention, too, that a lot of these companies are looking beyond just ethanol in what they're doing.
I think that's a really important piece, because these companies that are looking at these bioenergy feedstocks, they're looking at ethanol as their market today. The market into the future could be, we're going to make these crops into industrial sugar, and we're going to make those into any chemical that they really want to make. Just like corn can be used to make hundreds of things, that's because that the starch in the corn is sugar. And cellulose in these plants, switchgrass, big bluestem, is just sugar. And if they can make that into industrial sugar, they can make it into any number of things. And so that market may be what we see coming ahead of this really large biofuels market.